I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Dan Blondo. He's spokesperson for the Eagle Mine in Marquette County, and we talked about several things on their docket, including a schedule of tours of the mine in northern Marquette County and the Humboldt Mill. But we started our conversation off about news that was released yesterday saying that they have identified another potentially successful ore body near their current mine in the Yellow Dog Plains area. Here's more on that with Dan Blondo with the Eagle Mine.
We came out with the news yesterday that continued drilling up near Eagle has produced some mineralization. The area that we're currently drilling, it's a little over a mile east of the current ore body and about 3,000 feet below the surface. So this is a separate mineralization. It's not tied to the Eagle deposit. But it's important to note that it's a very exciting time at Eagle, but we're very early on in the exploration stages. So we'll be adding a second drill rig this summer. We'll continue drilling this area, but we won't know if there's anything of significance for quite a while yet.
I was going to say, what is important to keep in mind at this time, and what are some of the things that will have to be done and looked at to determine if this is going to be a worthwhile operation?
Well, since more than a year now, we've drilled about 20 holes in this particular area. And there's some really good grades coming up, some good mineralization for both copper and nickel, also gold, silver, platinum, palladium. But these are just 20 holes that we've drilled so far with good mineralization. We're going to have to do a lot of drilling around that area, through it, under it, below it, to be able to better trace out and map that area.
Well, this is one of the challenges, isn't it, of underground mining in particular, is trying to locate an ore body and then try to figure out how big it is, which it can be literally a hit-and-miss operation.
It is. I mean, you're shooting in the dark. It's a needle in a haystack, all of those types of phrases. We've been over here now for over 20 years. It took us roughly 8 years of drilling where the Eagle deposit is to finally get that needle out of the haystack. And we'll probably have quite a bit of more drilling here in this location to see if there's anything that'll materialize into an economical resource.
Well, if you do want to find out more and have an opportunity to see what's going on at the Eagle Mine, that's why Dan is with us today, is to talk about tours that you're offering, public tours. Give us a schedule on that.
Yeah, so the tours will be kicking off next Friday. That would be June 12th. Out at the mine site. Mm-hmm. So folks can go to our information center downtown Marquette, our website, eaglemine.com, or our Facebook page. They could also call our information center. The number is 906-273-1550 for more information on the tours and to register.
Now, let's talk a little bit about what folks can check out with the mine tour in particular. What are you offering them a chance to see?
So for the mine tour, folks are going to meet down at our information center in Marquette, and we'll bus them up to the mine. They will see the surface facilities that support the mine. So the water treatment plant, the areas where we store the ore, et cetera. For the mill site, you'll actually be able to see a little bit more. We'll take folks into our concentrator building where they'll see crushing and grinding and flotation and potentially even a rail car being loaded with concentrate. So they'll see a little bit more of the process at the mill. And the mill is also the first year we've been offering tours for that facility.
Dan Blondo in the studio with us this morning from Eagle Mine. We're talking about their tour schedule. We touched a little bit on the mine itself, but you mentioned also that the mill is involved, and Humboldt Mill tours are a new thing this year. How has the response been so far?
Well, the response overall, as usual, has been very good. I would encourage people, if you're interested in either the mine or the mill tour, to call our information center early, 906-273-1550, and schedule your spot. The mill tours, as you said, they are new this year. A lot of interest. People have either worked there in the past, known people have worked there, or just want to see the overall process. Maybe they've gone on the mine tour before. Now they want to see the mill and the whole thing come together.
Now, the one thing to keep in mind is this is not something that's happening every day. It's happening at certain scheduled and set times, which means it's important to get signed up and registered for it. But where can people find the details of the schedule?
So people can find the details of the schedule on our website, eaglemine.com. They can go to our Facebook page. And they also can just give the information center a call. Once again, 906-273-1550. Speak with Megan, and she'll give you all the details.
But you also would like to get the people registered as soon as possible, because I'm sure you've also got a limited number that you're taking.
We do. We have a limited number of folks. We can take about 24 at a time at either site. As I mentioned, we'll be kicking off the tours at the mine site next Friday, and then we'll switch every other Friday throughout the summer, mine, mill, alternating, and then the tours are scheduled to go through about mid-October.
Well, again, people have questions, they can go to your website and also to the Information Center, which is located in downtown Marquette. And the number there again is?
906-273-1550.
That's the comments of Dan Blondo with the Eagle Mind. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelof.